the youngsters. Huh. The young studs that are shining so far. Jackson Chirino, 2 home runs yesterday. I mean, are you kidding me? Jackson Merrill, your guy. Ballin's probably going to win Rookie of the Year.
Should win Rookie of the Year.
But there's Paul Skeens, Jackson Chirino. There's a lot going on here.
Paul Skeens has had a monster year. It was historic. This guy played center field all year for a playoff team and batted at the top of the order, was an all-star. I don't know. I lean everyday player for a rookie of the year over a pitcher. But I keep going.
Jackson Chirino's right there, too.
He's a stud.
I mean, he's an absolute superstar. Absolute superstar. You see Bobby Witt Jr. beat out a grounder yesterday, go up 2-1 over the Orioles. They sweep the Orioles. Now you get a classic. Like, this is a throwback series. Kansas City Royals, New York Yankees. Reggie Jackson, Thurman Munson against those tough Royals teams back in the late 70s, early 80s. That's a throwback series.
Yeah, you better not put too much pine tar on your bat.
No, don't do that. You get Padres, Dodgers.
Oh.
And the Dodgers might be, this is not a team you want to play.
So we're all Padre fans, right?
Well, I'm just a fan of the game at this point. I just want to see good baseball.
My favorite team is the San Francisco Giants. My second favorite team is whoever the hell is going up against the Dodgers.
Yeah, Dodgers will lose at some point.
Let's go, Padres.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to see Aaron Judge win one. I kind of want to see that. I think he deserves one. He's a champion at heart. But also, how about the Detroit Tigers? Maybe ending the Houston Astros' reign in the American League. What a performance from those young bucks.
You know, I did a deep dive on like exactly what happened because our guy Scott Harris went over there and everybody's like, well, he didn't really do a whole lot. A lot of the infrastructure was already in place. But you know what he did do? Traded away a bunch of guys that were old and then just said, I'm rolling with the young guys. Mm-hmm. Mark Canna. And then Javi Baez got hurt. And that's a big deal. Like they took off once Javi Baez got hurt. And then their pitching has been outstanding. They basically, for the most part of the final 3 months of the season, played 2 27 or older guys, mm-hmm. and the rest were under 25.
And look at them.
Proof is in the pudding.
I mean,
they got a very Giants-y feel to them.
No, the late inning rally there in Houston that just really shocked that crowd as the Astros brought in Ryan Pressly, their closer.
I think he's done.
He might be done. The Astros may be done as we know them. But Jackson Chirino becoming the second youngest player to homer twice in a postseason game behind 19-year-old Andrew Jones back in 1996 when he did it against the Yankees.
Who was in the crowd yesterday sipping a beer. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, no, I love Andrew Jones.
He was there, like front row, sipping on a little something.
I love Andrew Jones, man.
So this is interesting because like the Astros and the Braves were, and I would put Baltimore in this category as well. They weren't right all. I mean, I know the Astros went on a run toward the second half. Baltimore was terrible in the second half by their metrics. Yep. Okay, and then like I look at the Atlanta Braves, they were on duct tape.
I mean, they were hanging off for dear life.
Albies isn't even hitting from the left side, and you know you can't pitch your big lefty who was like almost a 20 game winner.
I mean, Max Fried and Strider, they dealt with injuries, and you know what? To the Braves' credit, I'm going to give them a pass. Because for them to even make the postseason, despite all those injuries.
I agree.
A down year from Matt Olson.
Totally.
After he had over 50 jacks a season ago. Sean Murphy was in and out the lineup. They will be back once they get healthy. They still have a really good infrastructure. Chris Sale couldn't even pitch in the playoffs. He got hurt again. So they were done. But now you get Padres, Dodgers.
Oh, let's go.
Guardians, Tigers. And the Guardians, Stephen Vogt, the guy I wanted to manage the Giants. I'm very intrigued to see what the Guardians do because they could give a lot of these teams are run for their money. They got bullpen. They got the best closer in the game. They got Jose Ramirez. There's nothing like baseball playoffs. It was in San Diego yesterday, hanging on for dear life.
Well, one thing that you brought up to start the show is the young players being able to play every day and play through the mistakes is really what's showcasing itself right now. And I'm thinking about like Bryce Eldridge for next year. And I know exactly what I want the Giants to do, Bonte. I don't want him to start in AAA. Just play him. He's going to play. I'm going to have a DH and a first base spot next year, right? He's going to be in one of those spots all year. I would do, I would not bring in a Pete Alonso. I'd go get Paul Goldschmidt and I'd say, Paul, you're an older player. I want you to teach this young man how to play the game. The days that you're DHing, he's at first. The days you're at first base, he's DHing, and I want you two to work together. That's what I would do.
Now, you may have some money. The Giants, that is. I'm not opposed to Pete Alonso. Because, look, I understand the veteran. You want a veteran to teach him how to game.
Yeah, I want
you
an older to guy. Play.
But I don't want an older guy who's declining. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt just turned 37 years old.
Oh, that's why I'm getting him, because I know that at some point you have to turn the page. And I think when you get in Alonzo, it's a 7 or 8 year deal, which I don't want. And B, I want someone who's ready to transition and teach this man how to be everyday professional.
I feel you on that. But I look at the production as well. I don't want automatic outs. I don't want an older team. I want some thump. Now, you have a lot of momentum right now with Giants fans hiring Buster Posey as the president of baseball operations. You want to know how you keep Giants fans engaged and keep them locked in and keep them energized? You go get a Pete Alonso. You get a Pete Alonso, because that also puts butts in the seats. Giants fans knows I'm going to get 40 home runs for this guy. So I can interchange these dudes at first base. One DH is what plays first. I have no problem with that. Give him a 5-year deal if you can. But that's why I want Pete Alonso, because all of a sudden you get instant credibility and you get instant thump in the middle of the lineup. Now, he may not leave New York City. It depends how the season ends today. Mm-hmm. Does their season end today against Milwaukee? We'll see about that.
I don't know.
But I hear you on the Paul Goldschmidt. It makes a lot of sense. But that's why I have Matt Chapman.
No, that's true.
That's why I have Matt Chapman.
But would you agree right-handed power is still something that they could use more of?
Right-handed power, that's why Pete Alonso.
No, I know that. The only reason why I push back on Pete Alonso is I just know that the entry point is 8 years. And it's probably. I'm just so out on an 8-year deal for someone like him. I mean, he's a low 200s hitter. I understand what he does to a lineup, and he is an unbelievable thumper bat. Like, there's no doubt. I just don't want to put any blockage in the way of Eldridge long term.
And I don't think he does. I don't think he would. I think you can make this work with him, but look, this guy last 4 years, 37 home runs, 40 home runs, 46 home runs, 34 home runs this year, and actually a down year, but he batted 240, 217 the season prior, 271, 262 lifetime, 250 hitter. It's going to cost a lot of money.
That's
I think we're on the same page in terms of, you know, I wonder what happened with Goldschmidt in St. Louis, because I thought it was going to be a great fit.
He's old.
Got long.
And I think also the St. Louis Cardinals got away from their development program. Some of their younger players, the shortstop, I like the shortstop, the young shortstop, and then Jordan Walker, they just didn't hit the way they thought they were going to hit, and they kind of got yo-yoed back and forth, and there's a lot going on with them.
But to the point about playing Eldridge every single day, the Brewers stuck with Jackson Chirino. The first 2 months of the season, it was not good, right? He was struggling. He was scuffling at the plate. Then he became one of the best hitters in baseball by just playing him. Same thing happened with Gunnar Henderson, not this past season, but the season prior. Mm-hmm. He was struggling. They stuck with him, and boom, next thing you know, he's taking off, and he's flying, and he's hitting home runs all over the place, and he's stealing bags all over the place. I look at Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson with the Detroit Tigers, Torkelson from Petaluma. Look, he's not scalding the baseball, but they're sticking with the guy. They're sticking with them, playing him. Now, he went back down to the minors this year. They brought him back up, and he's playing well. Stick with the youngster. So that's the thing about Buster Posey is, and out of that presser, is it feels like they're going to stick to a plan. If that plan is, hey, Eldridge, you're going to play from day one, don't think about Sacramento. You're not getting on Amtrak going back to Sacramento. Instead, you're going to get an Uber and go back to a condo out here in downtown San Francisco. That's what's going to happen, even if you do struggle. So these youngsters, man, in the playoffs are balling right now. Jackson Merrill, the Padres, with all that talent, with all that pressure, with all those expectations, they're going to play every single day. And it's benefited them. But he had the big hit yesterday.
So there's other guys available. Like I've done you're going to call me sick. There's going to be a Japanese pitcher, Monte, that you're going to hear about.
I heard about him already. Trust me, I've been behind
Rocky
the scenes.
Rocky Sasaki, and I'm telling you.
I've been looking at behind the scenes.
Everyone's going to be on him. And I don't know. I want to see, we talked about this with Yamamoto.
Yeah.
I'm not giving $200-300 million sight unseen to somebody I've never seen pitch in the bigs.
I'm good off that.
But here, let me throw another name at you.
As Yamamoto, what did he do this year? He got hurt for a long, long time. And we still don't know who he quite is. We've seen this ever since Dale Nomo. They come in, they have a great season, Spadoni, and then they fall off. Hideki Arabu with the New York Yankees just fall off. It just happens over. It's too much. You Darvish, as good as his stuff is, he's been inconsistent since he came to the majors.
Yeah, he's been erratic.
He's erratic as hell.
I don't think he's lived up to the potential. No. I think he's better than what he's played.
Has there been a Japanese pitcher who's lived up to the hype coming over the last 20, 25 years?
I mean, Hideo Nomo was pretty sweet.
But he kind of felt he
I know, but he had his moments.
Honestly, it probably is Yu Darvish, given his longevity and how long he's been a consistent starter. Like, I know, like, Kente when he came out. Kenta Maeda, maybe, but even he gets shelled. Like, Darvish has been pretty consistently sub-4 ERA guy.
Ryu hasn't been bad.
Kyungjin Ryu.
He's also
Korean.
Hasn't been bad.
Korean? My bad.
He's had some years. Like, Noble's first 2 years, 2.454 ERA, did 3.19. Did he add 7 straight years of an ERA over 4.5.
Wow.
Like, he was just getting lit up.
Wow.
Now, then 33-year-old, he comes back to the Dodgers, 3.39, did 3.09, and then he basically retires, has an 8.25 ERA. But lifetime ERA for Hideo Nomo was a 4.24.
I didn't know it was that
high. Yeah, no, I remember it was erratic. Once he lost his, like, he got figured out, and it wasn't good. And then you had the health issues or whatnot. And look, these guys are good. But for the entry fee, you're paying for these
guys. That's the thing.
And then you got to give them a bigger contract. Yeah. You might be spending $300 million on these guys for a guy who's going to play every 5 days.
Well, let me throw another right-handed, like, first baseman at you. And there's another guy that from the outfield whose season ended yesterday I want to throw at you. What about Christian Walker on a short-term deal? 2-3 year deal as a first base DH type. He's been in Arizona. I think he's 33 or 34. Maybe he's 34. He's a solid player. I thought he should have been an all-star this year.
He's not bad.
I mean, I'm just throwing names. See, to me, I need someone to pair up. I want the righty-lefty combo with Eldridge, and I want to be able to carve out DH spots. Like, you need a legit thumper. You know, Bregman's going to be available. We don't need a third baseman. Yeah, I don't need Bregman. What about Santander, the outfielder for Baltimore?
Santander. He's a baller. But he would be bad. He's not going to hit for a lot of average. How old is Santander?
I'm looking at it right here. It's 29 years old.
See, I want to go on the younger side. I don't want to mess with anybody who's 30 plus.
It's hard. You know what I'm saying?
I know it's hard. 30 years old, I'll do that.
I know.
The Goldschmidt one, I would have been on board with Goldschmidt, but he's 37. I watched some Goldschmidt at bats. I'm like, dude, he's just insane.
He was cooked the first few months. He was really bad.
I mean, it's
again, but I'm just thinking how Posey would think, and I know him. Like, there is value in bringing in an older guy like that to this situation for a variety of reasons. So you got a free agent who I think the Giants have circled as one of their shortstop. Ha-Sung Kim, who's playing in San Diego right now. You're going to watch him throughout the playoffs. The other guy is Willy Adames for the Brewers. I think he's a free agent. And that's another shortstop who had a monster year this year who could be available. I'm not giving any of these guys 7-8 year deals.
No, but I wouldn't either.
Could these be, you know, stop gaps at shortstop up the middle? Corbin Burns, whose season ended yesterday, is going to be a free agent.
Well, that
I know you love Corbin Burns. He's a lot of innings. I love him. I think he'd be great in our rotation.
I've loved Corbin Burns for a long time. So if Blake Snell doesn't want to start, if he doesn't want to stay here, then I go Corbin Burns. Now, to your point about the veteran of the lineup, that's why I paid Matt Chapman.
Okay.
I'm bestowing Matt Chapman as our leader, as our veteran, as the guy who's going to set the example every single day, every single night. This is how you field grounders. This is how you prep. This is how you prepare for a game. This is how you do your. This is how you go about your day-to-day, everyday life in Major League Baseball. That's why I gave Matt Chapman a 6-year deal. So I gave him that.
I'm going to throw one more name at you. You know who else is a free agent?
Joey Gallo.
He had a monster year this year. Jock Peterson.
Hard pass. Back.
And we got a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse.
He's a Posey guy.
I mean, come on. There's Max Scherzer's out there. Verlander's out there. I mean, you got a bunch of the old guard pitchers. Clayton Kershaw, I believe, is going to be a free agent as well. I don't know what they're going to do with Robbie Ray. I'm just watching these playoffs, and I'm saying, hey, look, there are two shortstops that I think the Giants are going to be looking at. The Kim for San Diego and the shortstop for the Brewers. So if you're watching baseball right now, those are the guys that I believe that the Giants are at least going to inquire on.
You know, circling back to Pete Alonso, 30 years old. If you get a 6 or 7 year deal and there's some opt-outs somewhere in the middle of that deal.
I mean, I'm in on that. It's just
because I'm looking at it like this too. Greg Johnson is going to be knocking on the door and Larry Barrow's going to be knocking on the door. Bryce Eldridge's going to create a buzz here and there.
He will be your first baseman. I'm calling him now. Okay. Opening day, he's going to be on this roster.
And I'm okay with that. He should be. I don't think that's a debate. But you bring in Pete Alonso, and now you got Eldridge, Alonso, and Chapman.
I'm cooking.
Then I've got Ramos.
Yeah.
I've got Fitzgerald. We'll see about Jung-Hoo Lee. What's he doing? What's going on with him?
Big question mark.
Big question mark. But
do
I have
keep him? Do they trade him? I have no idea.
I have him. I'm not mad at the like. I would go all in on a guy that.
It's funny because you're kind of buying. You're selling me on it.
He plays his ass off, Pete Alonso. I know what he is. Yeah. He's going to strike out a ton. He's going to drive us crazy.
But he's got a specific cast. His type is I am going to be a thumper in the middle of the line. Right. I get your point.
You know what I'm saying? And he's a threat. A pitcher's going to look in the on deck circle saying, "Boy, if I don't get this guy out, I got to face Pete with guys on base." And he's going to prepare. For what I've heard, the guy works his ass off.
Well, in a lineup, when you have Chapman behind a guy like Alonso, boy, that's a lot better.
Right.
No, that's a good point.
And this organization,
you're selling me on it. I was worried about that 10-year deal.
Yeah, but you know what, though? This organization was about to give Aaron Judge a monster deal. Well, they're going to give Bryce Harper, right?
Yeah, but Aaron, Aaron Judge is a few clicks above. Levels,
but Carlos Correa.
They were going to
get 13
desperate.
Years.
Yeah, they were
desperate.
I know.
I think we're still a little desperate, to be honest with you. Just because we have Posey doesn't mean we're not desperate.
Well, and you could sell Alonso as a character moving forward. The polar bear, I can already see the marketing.
Larry Bear, the hats are there.
Yeah, and just the home run thing and him in the home run derby every year. The more and more you talk me into it, I'm being swayed.
You know, Kim, Adames.
I mean, those guys are going to sell tickets.
Yeah, that's good.
But those are guys that catch the ball.
Exactly.
So that's why I like them.
What about Tim Anderson? You guys want him?
Tim Anderson is a fringe baseball player in the bigs.
They're fighting!
I mean, they played freaking Nick Ahmed at shortstop this year. It was basically like playing Tim Anderson.
Yeah,
Jose Ramirez ended his career after that uppercut.
He did.
Jose Ramirez.
Pushed
him out of the league.
Yeah, that was not a good look for Tim Anderson.
Who was the guy in Toronto?
He set the brothers back a couple years.
Joey Bats and Rougned Odor. Yeah. There you go. Rangers, Blue Jays.
You know, what are you going to mess with Odor? He was looking to fight. All right.